This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Incoming Labor Secretary and fast food executive claims health care is hurting restaurants, but data indicates sales are actually up 5% over the last year and up 6% in the fast food segment. Whistleblowers have sued Wells Fargo for opening fake insurance accounts as well. Columbia University graduate students became the first Ivy League school to unionize and did so with the United Auto Workers by a vote of 1,602 to 623. A study done by Penn State University shows a correlation between counties struggling with drug abuse and suicide deaths and increased votes for Donald Trump. The Netherlands-Dutch politician Geert Wilders was found guilty of inciting discrimination and insulting a minority group as he leads opinion polls ahead of Dutch general elections in mid-March. New rules for food stamp purchases bar stores from cashing them if more than half their sales are from prepared meals or foods heated up on the spot. Ice cream and potato chips were removed from the approved list, but grape juice and mushroom soup managed to stay on the list. Diabetes was virtually non-existent in hospital inpatient mortality records in the mid-1800s, but became more common after Civil War with increased consumption of sugar. Pfizer was fined $107 million by the British regulator for overcharging the national healthcare system for an epilepsy drug treatment. Barely half of 30-year-olds earn more than their parents did at a similar age, a research team found, indicating an enormous decline from the early 1970s when children's incomes outpaced their parents. The president of Ghana, after conceding defeat, has now refused to honor the results of the election and is claiming there were problems and that there must be a new vote. Canadians are mounting opposition to a $7 billion government hydropower dam of the 51 miles of the Peace River Valley in northeastern British Columbia, not only because of its impact on environment and native peoples, but also because demand for electricity has been flat, so the project is becoming something of a boondoggle. Private equity firms now control 4.4 million employees at 7,500 companies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.